Oh, so do you remember that chicken steak? Not the chicken fried steak, the cube steak that I bought that is apparently only good for chicken fried steak because it's
Cube
a
steak.
cube steak. It's apparently made from the least tasty part of the cow, which someone has then punched, trying to soften it up into something mildly edible. And I thought it was ground beef. And you can't make hamburgers from it. So I looked online for a bunch of recipes, and everybody was like, chicken fried steak, chicken fried steak. Like the Oklahoma state food, chicken fried steak. It's the only thing to do with cube steak. And I despise chicken fried steak. So I went looking around. There were some other people that had some other recipes that were like involving cans of cream of mushroom soup, which is also not appetizing. And then I found this one recipe that was like taking all these vegetables that did all these strange preparations ahead of time too, and then like made a pinwheel out of the entire thing. And I thought, I might as well try that with like just something juicy, right? Because that was really needed. So I laid down a thick layer of salsa. And then some shredded cheese over top of the cube steak, and then I rolled it up, and I stuck a skewer through it, and I breaded it, and I stuck it in the oven. I mean, it was better than chicken fried steak, anyway. I mean, if I have to make that cube steak again, which I do because I bought like five of them, I'd rather do that than the other thing.
Or at least variations on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about experimenting.